He was sitting alone at his desk, stroking his beard with one hand, flicking his mouse with the other. His glass door was shut, and it was better to leave it that way for the moment. She needed a plan B top for Greta. She strode off towards the art department. Luckily, they were all late in as usual. Quick as a wink, she slipped through to wardrobe and grabbed a plain white t-shirt off a hanger. Then she grabbed a hand towel and some makeup remover from makeup. She swung by her desk, collected her own makeup bag and a large camera bag, and was back out in the foyer by the lifts. She'd been gone less than 10 minutes. Steady streams of people were arriving now, but she was able to quickly dispatch the secret knock. "Have a shower," Alexia said, pointing to the cubicle. "Here's a plain shirt from wardrobe. They won't miss it. And here's my makeup and hairbrush." Greta's huge eyes were full of gratefulness. "Oh, Alexia, hurry up now. Maybe wash your hair. It kind of smells of cigarettes." "Their manager," Greta explained. "At least, I don't remember smoking. I better hurry." "I'm going to sneak off with the rest of this stuff now. Kevin is busy and I can pretend we borrowed them for a shoot," she said, tucking the white sheet and cushions under her arm and picking up the camera bag. "See? I look like I've been working." Greta smiled meekly. "What can I do to thank you?" "Take me to lunch at Tesco's. I've earned it." Greta threw her arms around Alexia. "Oh my God, you're like a miracle." For a moment, Alexia stood still. She wasn't used to warmth like this from someone her age. She pondered the situation before returning the hug. "See you in a bit, and you have to tell me what happened." A few hours later, the two of them were sitting on a bench by the green outside Jamie's Italian, eating a Tesco meal deal, waving away pigeons and watching the world go by. Greta looked completely fresh and had even helped herself to a full face of Alexia's makeup, which, despite being rather hastily applied, looked fab on her. "This is pretty good, and just a couple of quid," Alexia enthused. "I need to be more frugal like this." "Frugal? This is a treat. I normally reheat leftover dinner," said Greta. "Oh, that's the smell from the kitchen?" teased Alexia, making a mental note to do a thorough budget. If she could budget a shoot, she could budget her dwindling finances. "Ha! Yes, reheated fish really does stink. I'm so sorry. You know, the British say sorry for everything, even if we haven't done anything wrong. Like if I bang into you," Greta explained, shoving Alexia with her shoulder. "Like that, you would say sorry as well as me. It's all in the tone. And if someone says, 'It was lovely to meet you,' it means the conversation is over and they don't want to speak to you anymore. And maybe always means no. Always, mind. Like if you ask me to go..."